There are some folks who have been traveling in warmer climates, so welcome back to the frozen tundra of South Dakota. We have a few announcements for you today. First, we'll start with this purple insert that you have in your bulletin. We have coming up this coming Friday and Saturday. Friday will be the movie Like Arrows, will be shown at 6:30 Friday night, and then Saturday is the Art of Parenting 8-session training time from 9 to 6. There is a sign-up sheet in the foyer where you can also RSVP on Facebook by clicking that you are going, and they would like for you to sign up or indicate on Facebook that you're going today if you haven't done that already and you're planning to come. That way they can make plans accordingly, especially for the meal. And if you are maybe past the point where you've got children at home that you're parenting, and maybe this is something that you think is not necessarily relevant for you, but you'd like to be a blessing to a couple that has children, then you'd like to maybe pay for their fee or help cover their childcare, you could talk to Jolene Hahn about doing that, and that would be an opportunity perhaps for you to bless someone else. But so the movie Friday night, and then the Art of Parenting on Saturday. A couple other things coming up next Sunday. James Romano will be here. He'll be sharing about the work that they do with Christ is the Answer in Italy and other areas around there. He will actually be doing the Sunday School Hour for probably junior high up, I would guess, and that'll be here in the sanctuary. And we will be taking a love offering for James. It says in your bulletin that we'll take that during the worship service, but we'll actually take that offering during Sunday school. But if you would like to prepare accordingly, we will take a love offering for James and Heidi Romano. And then the week after that, there'll be a lot of things going on here. We have the praise band from Frontier School of the Bible will be here. They'll be doing our leading our worship time after being at the SBA Megateen Retreat. And then also we will have some special music that morning from the students that are part of Club Rock. And Mark shared about that opportunity last week, and hopefully we'll get a lot of the Club Rock students and their families that will be here with us for that service on the 26th. And then Vacation Bible School will be coming up May 30th through June 2nd, and we are still looking for a director for that. And again, Mark talked last week about a lot of the things that a director might sometimes do, like lining up the teachers and helpers in different areas. A lot of those things are actually already in place, but we are looking for someone to kind of be the overseer and just kind of make sure everything runs smoothly. So if you're interested in that or you have some questions about what exactly would I be committing to, you can talk to Mark and he'll tell you most of the truth about that. And then after you commit, then he'll give you the rest of what you have to do. So, but there is a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you're interested in helping out with that. And there is the Chosen Bible Study and Youth Group tonight at 6. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Dale. Is it a package deal?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay. All right. So James Romano will be staying with the Paulsons from Thursday night until Monday. So if you're interested in perhaps having supper, excuse me, with James while he's here, you can talk to Dale or Ruth about that. Anything else? Okay. Our call to worship this morning is from Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. It says, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony."
Again, we welcome you to our service and glad that you braved the elements to make it here, and we greet those that are joining us online. We're going to sing together number 108. You stand with me, please. We'll either your hymn book, 108, or up on the screen. "Come, Christians, join to sing," number 108. Mm-hmm.
Christians join to sing, Alleluia, Amen. Loud praise to Christ our King, Alleluia, Amen. The head all with heart and voice, before His throne rejoice, praises His gracious joys, Alleluia, Amen. Come, lift your hearts on high, Alleluia, Amen. Let praises fill the sky, Alleluia, Amen. He is our guide and friend, to us He'll condescend. His love shall never end, Alleluia, Amen. Praise yet our Christ again, Alleluia, Amen. Life shall not end the strain, Alleluia, Amen. On heaven's blissful shore, His goodness will adore, singing forevermore, Alleluia, Amen.
Wonderful singing. If you greet one another, let each other know that you're glad they made it. Well, this is our time to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation, and I've got a couple of them. Some of you may have seen that Scott Oleg Miller passed away this week. His memorial service, I believe, is Tuesday, and the prayer service is Monday night. But we'll definitely continue to pray for the Oleg Miller family during this time. This past week, also, Isaiah Gortmaker had surgery, and that went well. And so pray continue for his healing as they await the results from the biopsy. Saw that the Bone Brights made it back from Mayo, and we'll anticipate an update there. We've been praying also for Holly Friesen as she has gone back to Ukraine. She is in Moldova, and then will be going into Ukraine on Friday. So we'll be praying for her transition there. And then also continue to pray Andrew Elliott and the Trinidad team. They will be heading back to Frontier here shortly, but finishing up their time there in Trinidad. Continue to pray for Jackie and her time in South Africa. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bonnie. So Stephen, their son, has made it to Sioux Falls. He came in between the storms, which was a good thing. The travel has been kind of dicey the last couple of days. And that is a reminder, sunshine comes back today, and other colleges have gone off for spring break. Yesterday, my son headed to Colorado Springs to do a week with the Navigators, and they ended up in the ditch on the interstate by Alexandria. So God brought them through that time, because one of the girls that was a passenger, her parents lived right there. He came, someone got him pulled out. He checked out Josh's car, and they made it to Colorado Springs. So, but from listening to the road report, several others in that area ended up in the ditch, and not all of them ended up staying on their four tires. So grateful for Travel Mercies, and so just the reminder of a lot of people still traveling, even though it doesn't look like spring break. Any other prayer requests? Yeah, John.
For the balloon family, the gal I work with, my pediatricianist, her ex-husband took his own life last week. So for her and the two young boys that they had together, their family.
Their last name?
Balloon.
And he lived at Highmore.
North of Highmore.
North of Highmore, yeah. So the Balloon family, the husband took his own life and left behind a very young family. So we'll be praying for them through this time. Yeah, Teresa. So Lloyd Schwartz and Jack Heason will have surgery this week, and then your grandson Luke, the fevers and seizures, is that okay? So from Teresa, Lloyd Schwartz is familiar to those of us that were at Sunshine because he was our substitute mail carrier. If you are at school, he's also the crossing guard. So man of many hats and talents. And so we will be praying for Lloyd and for Jake and for the grandson, Luke. Deb. So the update for Jeanette's mom, Tammy, she had to go back in for surgery this week, dealing with infection, and Jeanette has been there with her, but we will be praying for health and strength, but also wisdom in the days ahead. Ernie. So former members Morris and Tootie Hargens, Hargens, their son Matthew passed away. He'd been battling ALS, and we know that that is a very devastating illness and disease, so we'll be praying for them.
Miranda.
As Miranda tries to navigate around the building as she cleans, there are parts and pieces that from the cleanup from the pipe burst, so please get those. But also it's a praise that, as we've seen other facilities that have dealt with the cold weather, we were very blessed by God not to have a major disaster over on Christmas Eve. Any other prayer requests or praises? Ah, Steve. We've been praying for Stephen Bonney's, the kid's grandmother, Linda, and just peace and comfort. She is in her last days, and grateful that she knows and has hope in Christ, and our prayer for healing will be answered as she enters into eternity. But that's difficult for those left behind. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, it's again a reminder that you are in control and you remind us that we are not. Father, I do pray for safety in those that are traveling around, that in this weather, that the moisture that you've sent our way has been relocating the last couple of days and makes travel very difficult, as well as working outside. Pray for our farmers and ranchers as they try to get out, and especially those that are trying to feed cattle, those in the midst of calving, that you would protect their livelihood, their equipment. Father, when we see how your son prayed and taught us to pray, that you would give us our daily bread. That means you will take care of us. As elsewhere he told us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. That is what we need to seek, because you do bring us what we need each day. The grace and the strength. Your mercies are new every morning, and your faithfulness is great. Father, I pray for these requests, for those families that are dealing with either the loss of a loved one or the soon-to-be passing of one. We pray for the Oleg Miller family, that grateful for his faith in you. We pray that that faith that they have in their Savior would sustain them, that your Holy Spirit would bring comfort to them through this time, for friends and extended family. We are grateful that you understand what it means to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Father, we also pray for the Morrison Tutti and their family with the passing of Matthew, and his battle with ALS is done, and that leaves families exhausted, and we're grateful that his suffering is over. Father, I pray that you would also provide comfort. Also pray for Linda and the family as her time on earth is drawing to a close, that you would, in the goodbyes and the coming grief, Father, thank you that your son knows us full well. Father, we also pray for those that have been dealing with health issues. Continue to pray for Isaiah and healing from his surgery, and that the tumor will come back as benign. We continue to pray for the Bone Brights. Thank you for bringing them safely back from Rochester, and for Nathan's continued healing. We also lift up Liz and John and the baby for its health, and for Liz's health, that you would give them wisdom and answers as they wait upon you. Father, we also pray for the Balloon family and the never easy with the passing of someone, but then when they take their own life, there's so many questions and so many things left unsaid, that you would truly be a help through this time in their lives. Now, we thank you for Ed and Bonnie's son, Steve, making it safely to Sioux Falls, and help him as he settles in and begins this new chapter of his life, that he would seek out your people to fellowship with and to strengthen in his faith. Father, we lift up Lloyd and Jack as they have surgeries this week. We also pray for Luke and these seizures and the fevers. That you would bring wisdom to the doctors and the medical team around him, that to understand, and we do truly pray for complete healing. Father, we also lift up Jeanette's mom, Tammy, to you, and give them wisdom to navigate these times, but also we ask for healing, especially overcoming this infection, to try to begin healing, and the wisdom with dealing with the cancer that she has. Father, we are grateful for the ministries you've raised up here in our midst. We pray for Club Rock, as just a couple more weeks left for the gearing up for VBS, that you would help us as we plant the seeds of your word in the lives of the students. Pray for our youth group and for the opportunities to minister to the teens of our area. Father, we also pray for our extended ministries. We pray for the Mains as they minister in Grenada, that you would bring the right staff to them so that they may have a bit more time to come to the States to see their grandchildren. We also lift up Andrew and the team from Frontier in Trinidad. Just help them as they have ministered and continue to minister to the church family there in Trinidad. We pray for Jackie and her time in South Africa. We pray for Holly as she transitions back into Ukraine. We pray for safety for her. And for the offering that we're about to receive, we just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm surprised there's as many people here as there is, just because of the roads, but it's wonderful to be in the Lord's house. It's wonderful to be able to come and love him in the way that we want to, with our hearts, with music, with sermon, with each other. So we're going to sing. Guys, stand up and sing with us this morning. Let's praise the Lord.
Wrestling in my doubt, in my failure, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. You are the peace in my troubled sea. The peace in my trouble. peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you, oh. Trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore.
Exalted, the King is exalted on high.
exalted, the King is exalted on high.
Go ahead and be seated.
Also be all that we want, that we would not be distracted by the other alluring things that the world offers. And thank you that you are indeed near. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.